Clappity clap clap clappity clappity clap. Clappity clap clap clappity clappity clap. Clappity clap clap clappity clappity clap. Clap 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 clap. Look at Shiv's gentle fingers there. Gentle fingers just moving one switch.
I never thought my gentle fingers would start a show, but there we are.
Moving one switch down and two up. Such a gentle way. Your living lady love is a lucky woman. Those gentle fingers.
Deft, I'd like to call them.
Deft. Yes, I think probably listener hopes they're deaf, aren't they? Hearing that. Oh, listeners, I do feel for you. Shiv and I are in rather silly moods.
We are indeed. Yes, the owner of the deft fingers is me, Shiv Meeker.
Yes.
And I'm here with the deft finger fancier, Gary Manson.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying I fancy you?
No, I'm saying,
all right, ego.
I'm saying you like, you like the way I use my fingers.
Right. Okay.
You don't fancy
me. I think I need to specify to listener that I just happened to see Shiv's fingers moving the dials, the switches. She's not used her fingers on me. That's not why we're giddy. A Che Diaz session.
This might be the first podcast we have to start again.
Yeah, sorry, listeners. I'm sure you've all switched off, so I don't know who I'm apologising to.
Just to yourself, and that's okay.
I think I should apologise to everyone and the fingers of the world.
Yes, indeed.
Not chocolate Cadbury fingers.
Oh, well, actually, they feel wronged too.
They are wronged. Oh, I can see a whole load of them marching down the road angrily.
Angry. There's nothing worse than a bunch of angry fingers coming towards you.
Is that just called a fist?
Yes.
Yeah. What you're saying is, it's horrible when someone punches you in the face.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Have you ever been punched in the face?
Have I been punched? Yes.
Is it by me?
I've been punched in the face. But it was... I'm not sure this is a story suitable for Claptrap.
I don't know. Most of my stories aren't suitable.
My beloved was having sleep paralysis style terrors and had a...
Okay, so it was an accidental punch.
Accidentally punched, was acting out something in their sleep and it landed on me face.
Oh dear. Did you have a shiner?
No, it wasn't that hard.
No. More of a tap in the face.
Well, it was a fist, but it was
she
more
she fisted
of a,
you?
No. No.
She fisted your face?
No.
Your mouth?
No, fisting.
Eye, nose?
No.
Ear.
Caught me on the...
Boxed your ears.
Caught me on the old chops here.
On the chops. And by chops, Shiv is indicating her cheek, listener.
What are around here? Chops, right?
Chops are lower. Chops are your...
Chops are here.
I thought your chops were this sort of jowl area. Isn't that your chops?
What? Chops
around the mouth? Isn't your chops your mouth?
You ain't half chopsy. Yeah, it is round your mouth.
You ain't half chopsy.
But I was getting round the side of my kisser, you know.
Oh, right, your kisser. That's definitely your mouth.
Right on the side of the kisser in the chops.
Right, so you had one in the kisser. She fisted you in the kisser.
Stop it!
I'm sorry. I told you, listener. Not only are we swig free, it's the afternoon, and yet still.
Welcome back to Claptrap.
Oh my God, she doesn't know how to edit, so I'm afraid you're going to have to listen to the first 3 minutes 59 seconds.
No. Oh well, hello there, Kathy.
Hi.
Welcome to Claptrap.
Oh, we are starting again, are we?
No, not really.
No. Who's got the time?
Oh, no one's got
ain't
the time.
Ain't nobody got time for
I
that.
Ain't editing out that gold, but just. Just for the avoidance of all doubt, there's been no fingering or fisting taking place in this episode.
But prior to, anything could have happened.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
And afterwards, it's anyone's guess.
Well, that's true. The day is young. Previously stated, it is the afternoon.
It is the afternoon, which is a rarity for us, because not only does that mean that we are...
Because we're vampires and we only come out at night.
Well, you know what only comes out at night?
The moon?
A man-eater from Hall & Oates' song, Man-Eater.
Did you hear that Hall & Oates are suing each other? No, one of them's taken out a restraining order against the other.
Oh, I hate it when friendships break down.
So do I.
Hall and bloody Oates.
Imagine if Clap and Trap took out restraining orders against each other.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about it after you fisted me.
I haven't fisted or fingered you.
Honestly, listen, all I did was drive up in my car. There they were.
Fists and fingers.
Shipped hands.
I opened the door to let you in.
Yeah, correct.
With them.
That's it.
I think I did a slight flourish to show you to the room.
Much like John Barnes did back in the day.
He's my hero, so yes. That works.
Oh, Shiv. Look, now her hand, she fisted the mic there.
Just fisted the mic. Oh, dear. So it's an afternoon.
It is. And I, listener, I would like to say to you, such is my dedication to listener, I haven't had a milky drink so that I won't get the burps.
It's great.
I think of listener always.
Listener is number one in your head at all times.
At all times.
Thinking, what does listener want?
Listener wants me to talk about Shiv's fingers, so I will. Now, listen, Shiv.
When did you do that survey?
Whatever happened? I did it. I just shouted outside. Okay. No one answered, so I assumed.
Assumed, yeah.
I assumed listener was happy with my chitter-chatter, which we established last time. I don't like chit-chat.
Yes.
Chitter-chatter is unnecessary.
Good. Where are we going, Cathy? What were you going to say?
I don't know. Oh, yes. I was going to say, have you ever had a Cadbury's finger with honeycomb?
No, I haven't.
They were flipping delicious. And I don't know if they make them anymore.
Oh. I'd imagine it's not really going to be in the shops at the moment because it's not very festive.
Because here she goes. She's always segueing.
Because we have entered.
Do you know that I thought the word segue was Sieg? Because I'd only ever see, because I didn't know that's how you spelt segue. So I thought, is that Sieg? And then someone said, no, that's segue. Like, why is it pronounced like that when it's spelt Sieg?
Oh, my goodness me. I thought a segue was one of those sort of...
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yes, the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a segue as well. Spelled differently.
No, I feel like I need to contest that. I feel like... There is Sieg and segue.
No, there isn't. It's
and
just
there
segue.
Were two words.
Nope.
Wow, look at this.
Just segue.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you live and learn, don't you, on this
I like
this
the way
podcast.
You went, well. And I think you might have been referring to me.
Yeah. I'm just pressing the special
There's
special
the fingers
help
go
button.
Again.
Yeah. Well.
Now we've both lost our way.
We have.
The topic today is winter.
It
we've
is.
Done autumn, we've done summer.
Yep.
I don't know if we've done spring.
Can't remember.
But the reason we're talking about winter today is because I went for a run this morning and my hands froze.
It's very chilly
it's
out
really
there.
It's really cold.
I saw it was icy this morning. There was
I didn't
ice
slip.
On the cars. Oh, well, good. I'm not having you slipping. You're precious. I'm not having you falling over on your bot.
My jacksie.
Your jacksie.
On my tush.
Oh, your tushy.
Though I did. Did I tell you I got pulled over by a dog the other day?
I thought it was
not by the police.
Was a dog in a police car?
It wasn't a police dog, no. I was holding my friend's dog and my friend was in the cafe getting some coffees and cake. And the dog got overexcited when she came out and she had a whole tray of coffee and cake. And so I didn't want to let go of the dog.
No, of course not.
So the dog just pulled me over.
Bloody hell.
Flat on my face in front of an entire cafe of people. So there we are.
This is why I don't like
dogs. Pratfalls with Cathy.
Well, no, that's not a pratfall. That's an accident that wasn't your fault. I don't think you could. There's a lawsuit.
I'm going to sue the dog.
I would.
I'm going to sue Peggy the dog.
Peggy. Now, that's interesting because Peggy was, I believe, the character name of the yellow coat, Peggy Ollerenshaw.
She's always making the... Here we go.
Played by...
Oh, hang on a minute. We've got an update for listener.
This is it. Played by Sue Pollard. Now,
I'm going over it.
Keen-eared of you will note that for the last 2 and a bit years, I have been taunting, tantalising and promising Cathy a tasteless nude of Sue Pollard.
A sued.
And in the last episode, we shook hands.
We did.
And I felt, you know what? I owe Cathy this piece of art. And
she has drawn Sue Pollard.
I have drawn Sue Pollard. Is it recognisable as Sue Pollard, do you think?
Yes, because it's Sue in her rear of the year pose. But listen, I'm sorry to tell you this. I requested a tasteless nude and Sue is fully clothed, even with shoes.
I'd say there's quite a lot of bare flesh.
She is wearing some sort of backless top. So we can see her back.
Which is...
And her face.
Yep.
I mean, unless she's wearing a balaclava, her face is always nude.
Does it have the word? Are the words tasteless and nude included?
Yeah, she's shoehorned them in, listener, right? So she's written nudie back.
With an arrow at the nude.
And tasteless back. Lippy.
Because it is.
I mean, it's purple. It is pretty horrible. And she's done a little speech bubble for Sue. Look at my bum, love. Did we ever tell listener that we tried to read Sue's book?
Oh, my God, it was awful.
And she
it?
Always spells love, L-U-V, and we could, none of us could get past... We were going to do a book club, and none of us could get past page 6 or 7.
I really, so the book club died. Really want you to get that signed by Sue Pollard.
What, when we go to the panto?
When we go to the panto.
Oh, no. I can't. How can he do that? I know I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. I'll do anything for Claptrap, but I won't. Don't make me show that to Sue. Don't make me do that. Oh, come on, Shiv.
No, I'm only joking.
As previously stated, it's winter.
Yeah.
So I'd have to wait outside the stage door and I'd be very cold.
It would be cold.
So would she in her nudie back.
If she was wearing that outfit, she'd be quite chilly in the winter.
So I promised to put Shiv's tasteless nude on my wall, but as it's not nude or tasteless, I won't.
Well, it is yours, Kathy, so you can do with that what you will.
Well, I'll sleep with it tonight. Okay. Give it a little kiss.
Give it a little kiss. Goodnight.
Put it on the other pillow.
I mean, considering that I wasn't allowed to do art at school.
I think it's pretty good. I'll put a picture of it on, what do you call it?
On the socials.
Instagram.
Instagram. Well, that is the place for pictures, isn't it? I believe.
That is the place for pictures, Shiv. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and reels. And I don't mean Irish dancing. Though you could probably do an Irish dance on a reel.
You could. Probably could.
Have you ever done an Irish dance, seeing as your name's Siobhan?
No.
That's disappointing.
I've done an English country dance, though. Seeing as my
betraying
name's
your roots. Yeah. Well, the oppressor. Traitor. You're doing the oppressor's dance. The oppressor made you dance. They say, dance, Irish, dance. Do our dance. We've got a whip out.
Oh, there's no potatoes for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just the done thing at my primary school.
Mm. I don't know if I did a country dance.
I think country dancing
Is that Maypole? I did some Maypole work.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't sort of formal PE in my primary school.
Is that where you do PE in a shirt and tie?
It's your best or a ball gown, isn't it? Well, it's where you have a teacher who actually knows how to do sports.
Oh, okay.
It was just your form tutor would sort of put some pumps on and then play a country dance tune.
Okay.
Know?
And then sit down and smoke probably back then.
It's right in front of the child, kids. I don't know. Yeah. It's the 80s.
Yeah. Stick on some Jim will fix it and hope for the best.
Anyway, that was we've segued our way away.
And how do you spell that?
You spell it like seed.
You do.
You do.
Well, with a D on the end, because seeged.
Indeed, seeged our way back from Sue Pollard in her beautiful artwork, which is now, I'm quite enjoying how it's propped.
Oh, yeah, well, it's inspiration for us.
It is. And it's inspiration for us. Hopefully what it will do, Kathy, is warm our souls.
Warm our souls.
Oh, warm our souls. Because I do want to warm our soul.
Don't we all? Goodness me, no one wants a chilly one.
No one wants a chilly ring.
No, that's, no. Chocolate ring, no.
Oh, I'm disgusting myself today.
Thankfully, we've still got some time we've still got some time. I've lost her. I've lost her. Oh. If there's noises off, it's just Kathy. She's sort of curled up somewhat fetally behind me. That's fetally.
Not with fecally.
Thank you. But we still have some time left to discuss our
winter.
Well thought through topic, not just plucked out of thin air, winter.
Yeah.
And there is quite a trend that has emerged over the last few years for wintering. Have you come across this?
Sometimes you look at me and you say things in a certain way and it feels like I'm on Radio 4. And this was one of those moments where it was so serious.
Woman's hour.
Have you ever come across the term wintering? Like, all right, Kirsty Young, calm down. No, I haven't. All right.
May
what
I?
What is it?
May I? In the
Please
words of
do.
Craig David.
I'm gonna have a rest.
Fill you in. The idea is that you pare back on unnecessary social activities and the frivolities and the going out of the summer, and you hunker in and you put the fire on, you wear woolly jumpers and you read your books, and you kind of, you, like, the trees get cut back and they lose their branches and they sort of hold down a bit smaller to come back into the spring, springing back with life. It's about kind of, you know, compacting yourself to fit the season a bit.
Are you talking about hibernation?
Yeah, kind of. But just had a new, had a makeover or whatever they say these days.
Well, I'm slightly concerned that this is along the same lines yep. as one of my least favourite modern concepts.
Oh, here it comes. I bet it begins with an H.
Nope.
Oh, what is it? Hit me.
I want to know what yours is after this, but I'm going to say one word and you're going to vomit. Mm-hmm. Adulting.
Oh, fuck off.
Yep. Wintering sounds too much like adulting. What did you think I was going to say?
Shiggy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a Scandinavian word.
Which is fine.
I say Scandinavian, Danish. I should probably specify.
Yeah.
That was a bit rude of me. A bit to generalise. Different languages.
A bit Zeno.
Sorry about that.
It was well Zeno.
I was totally Zeno there.
Very Zeno. Adulting.
I know. If you're an adult, you should be doing adult things. Why do you have to make a big deal and say, oh my God, I'm adulting now?
I don't believe that the thinking behind winter and wintering is... there is a book called Wintering and it is a good book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's it by?
I can't remember her name. Woman.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
One woman's very much like another.
Yeah. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
can't
some woman.
Apart. Can't
some
tell woman. Them apart, really. Some yeah. woman, some yeah. bird.
All women look the same.
Yeah. Some woman. But winter itself, it does lend itself as a season to, you know.
I'm finding you quite poetic today. I think you have gone a bit Radio 4. Have you been listening to Radio 4?
I have listened to Radio 4 this week, actually.
Yeah, see, look, it's seeped in.
Because my old English teacher, who's now a comic and a weather girl, had a documentary on, a kind of slightly comedic documentary on this week.
Did she or he?
She, and it was very good. So I listened to it, and then I might have let it run on a bit, you know, because you're sort of listening.
To listen to The Archers?
I didn't go that long.
You didn't listen to The Archers?
I've never really liked it. Is that okay to say? It is okay to say what I want, can't I?
Do you think that you in like 2023 saying I don't like The Archers is a controversial opinion? Oh my God,
it's
people outside with pitchforks. She doesn't like The Archers. Stab her.
Get off the street.
How dare you?
No, but I'm liking this. I know you're throwing a bit of shade as you say, who are you, Radio 4, at me, but I'm only seeing the compliment.
Yeah. Well, there's something about your pose, stance.
Thank you.
Pose. Where you just look quite serious. And then you ask me these questions and I'm like, this feels a bit, like a proper podcast and not Claptrap. This feels like it should be on BBC Sounds.
BBC Sounds.
Music, podcasts, whatever the other bit is.
Claptrap.
I'm surprised they haven't snapped us up, to be honest.
I am surprised. I'm now leaning even further into this ridiculousness.
Okay.
I'm really going for mm-hmm. trying to make you feel like you're on a serious podcast here.
Yeah, hello. So in the winter, mm-hmm. One thing I really love about the winter is getting very cosy and enjoying perhaps a hot chocolate or a red wine. Though I don't like a mulled wine.
What's your particular beef with mulled wine?
I think it smells and tastes disgusting.
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 Do you, have you ever made it from scratch yourself at home?
I believe I have purchased a bottle. Mm. Well, the person I was living with at the time purchased a bottle and heated it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't. I was not involved in that.
No, but there's something. It is red wine season.
It is red wine season.
I'm not referring to the
ladies' times.
Ladies' time, or indeed Ali Campbell's UB40.
Red, red wine.
I believe that might have been a cover, but their version is...
All their songs are covers, aren't they?
Yeah, but that their version obviously is the one that...
The definitive version.
Are you in... I don't know where this voice is
Have I ever
from.
Told you about my friend going to backstage at UB40 with her mum?
No, but I would like to hear it.
Well, my friend went backstage...
With her mum.
And she said there was like a line of coke all the way around the room.
Like a conga
line of coke all the way around the room. And her mum was like, oh goodness me.
We're going to have to put allegedly on here because otherwise we could get sued. Allegedly.
Have you heard Ali Campbell's nasal voice? That man's done a lot of coke.
Allegedly. Wow.
That's the end of my story.
That's a good story.
What? The same friend who doesn't listen to Claptrap, she said that her Apple podcast provider recommended us. She said, yours and Shiv's face has just popped up on my podcast provider and I don't even listen to your fucking podcast. She didn't say fucking.
That's amazing. Did I tell you that my niece.
Oh, Shiv is now fishing around in her pocket. Oh, I see.
Yeah. My niece has commented on the podcast, Apple Podcast, commented on...
Get this drivel off my podcast provider.
Commented on, I think, is it Titting About or Titting Around? What's the podcast by those two incredibly famous people?
French and Saunders.
She commented... on their podcast that it was relatable and hilarious. It was an easy listen to brighten your day. This is Titting About, not us. But then ended with, would love to hear a comedy hybrid with Shiv and Kathy from Claptrap Podcast.
I don't understand why our phone hasn't been ringing.
And, well...
With French and or Saunders.
French and or Saunders, we are here. Like, I just wanted to say that if they want to reach out to us...
Yeah.
We're about.
I believe Dawn French has just had a knee operation, so she's got time.
Well, we could have a... I've got a dodgy knee.
You and Dawn could compare knee notes. And me and Jennifer could just be like Patsy and Adina, because sometimes people tell me I'm like Adina, and I don't know if that's...
When
flattering.
When you said knee notes, I thought that me and Dawn French would hobble around outside pretending to be ambulances. Knee notes. And this is why...
Listener, is that a new low for Claptrap? Because I think it might be.
This is why they're not...
This is a new low.
This is why they're not reaching out, isn't it?
Don't do gags like that. They'll never reach out if we do shit gags like that.
Sorry.
We've got to do high-quality Radio 4 style humour.
I'll go
highbrow.
Back.
Highbrow. So highbrow that nobody understands it. That's what our joke
should
be.
So highbrow that you don't even have to limbo under it. You can just walk straight under that
gag. So not any joke I ever make. We're all flipping lowbrow.
The jokes you make, you can't even get a Rizzler under them.
They are bottom of the barrel.
They're just bottom.
And yes, I mean bottom as in bum of the barrel.
They're bum of the barrel.
They are bum notes. They are arse forwards always.
Yeah.
Winter.
What's your favourite thing about winter? There you go. This is my classic Claptrap rescue.
Time off work.
Oh, like the Christmas shutdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, we have discussed this before because
We've
done Christmas where you're like with the family and Shiv always has to have, and I'm putting this in inverted commas, a lie down. Like whenever I text Shiv over Christmas, she's like, I'm in another lie down.
Having a little lie down.
Just having a lie down because just to get away from the family.
Mm-mm. I think this year will be. I've actually made some good choices.
How many lie downs? Should we do a bet?
I think it's just you,
or you're taking your living lady lover to you, Mrs. M?
So I'm taking. It's just me going down to Mrs. M, but I'm going down on the Saturday.
What day's 23rd. Christmas?
I think Christmas is a Monday. Anyway, what the plan is? I'm driving down. I'm going to stay in a premier inn on my own.
Nice.
Drive Mum back on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
So Christmas Eve.
Oh, Mrs. M will be here.
Mrs. M will be here, and then Christmas Day. Anna's going to cook. It's a living lady lover. Sorry, don't not
oh my
name
God,
her.
You've named her.
I know. Ooh, I have to cut
in
that one out.
In the first time in...
ever.
Oh, my God.
He's going to cook.
Yeah.
And then the next day, living lady lover's going to go for a walk.
the equivalent of a lie down.
Yeah, going for a walk on the downs, which is definitely a lie down.
Yes.
Whereas me and Mum are going to watch Bournemouth play football on the telly.
Oh, I'd have a lie down.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then potentially, a mate lives around the corner, might pop in for a Baileys.
A Baileys and a football?
Possibly.
Are they a football fan?
They are. And then the next day, I think there's a little bit to be ironed out because I've got to drop Mrs. M home. But hopefully I'm going to see my lovely friend in Australia Cherry. Hopefully she'll be over. We're just doing a bit of trying to work that one out.
Oh, shit.
So I actually don't think there'll be a lot of lying down. I'd imagine there will be moments, though, when I'm...
At the end of your tether?
I'm at the bum of the barrel.
What
about your good self?
My good self? Well, the only plan I have is I'm going to my friends on Christmas Day.
I love it.
That's about it. I plan to do a lot of lying down.
Oh, nice.
And maybe a lot of eating, a lot of drinking.
Love it.
Did we ever discuss last Christmas where I got refused wine?
I don't think we have.
Was it, again, a low point. I'd spent Christmas Day with my mum.
Yeah.
And I came home.
I just had a full body shiver.
I came home.
I've had a remembrance of this.
It was a difficult day, She's not at her best at Christmas. Mm. And I came home and I'd bought a load of cheese from a really nice cheese shop. And then I realised I didn't have any red wine to go with it. So I went to the local corner shop, which was open, and helped myself to a lovely bottle of red. And he went, "I'm so sorry, I can't serve you that." And I said, "What do you mean you can't serve me that?" He says, "On Christmas Day, I can't sell alcohol until 6 p.m. Yes, this was before 6 p.m. I'd run away that quickly. So then I had to just go home and just sit and look at the clock ticking to 6 p.m. And then on the dot of six, I went back and he went, "Ah, come back for your wine then." He remembered me.
Yeah, of course he did. Well, I'd imagine there weren't so many people wandering into
looking his desperate establishment. For wine.
Yeah, I do remember you saying to me. I do.
So
think
this is
oversight.
Actually this is an educational moment for a listener. Mm. In case listener wants to buy wine on Christmas Day, you cannot until 6 p.m. So get it ahead of time.
This
actual
is
advice from Claptrap.
That's life changing advice.
It
as
is
well.
Life changing. That will change your life, listener, and you can write and you can sound off in the comments below and tell me how I have changed your life with that info.
Feel like winter. Feel like we haven't done it justice. Do you feel
when
like,
have we ever done a topic justice?
I do feel
name,
like there
name
is
it.
Small talk. We nailed that.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Yeah. That was the first episode and then it all fell apart from
that.
Then.
Was episode well,
it's the second
two.
Episode
yeah,
slash
yeah.
first episode.
The 21st of December, is that the shortest day, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. So that part of winter, that is when the world starts to get better because then...
Winter solstice.
Yeah. I think, and I was talking to someone about this with someone at work, that you should do an advent calendar from the winter solstice to the summer solstice.
That's nice. 6 months.
6 months of chocolate.
Yep.
And every day, not only do you get a chocolate, but you know it's going to be a little bit lighter.
Oh,
do you think that's a nice concept?
I do, but how big will that advent calendar be?
Fucking
it'll
massive.
It'll be mega-sized.
And also, I don't know, I'm not good on the shelf life of
oh, that's
chocolate.
True.
I don't know. Like, cause
if you want decent chocky, it has yeah. a short shelf life.
Yeah.
Because we've discussed this before, American chocolate has a long shelf life, which is why it tastes so disgusting.
So I need to, before I put this out to Dragon's Den or similar
yes.
investors,
yeah.
I need to do a bit of research. But
Peter
I think as
Jones.
A concept, yeah.
And Duncan Goodhue.
Isn't
what's his
Gary
name?
Gary Neville now a dragon.
Gary Neville?
Gary Neville.
Star of the David Beckham documentary.
Gary Neville.
Or was that the other Neville?
Yeah, that was Gary Neville.
I found him quite amusing.
Oh, well, you're welcome to him. Sorry, Mrs. Neville.
Listen,
Gary Neville's dad
I said
was
I found
Neville.
Him quite amusing. I didn't say I wanted to get my fingers on him, shall we say.
Gary Neville's late father was called Neville.
Neville Neville. Neville Who's
Neville.
His brother?
Phil Neville.
Was he something?
Yeah, played football for Man United in England
something.
As well, but not quite as good as Gary.
But Gary is the one that was David Beckham's friend in the documentary.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And their sister played netball for England.
Oh.
But
I couldn't be less interested.
I know that the Nevilles had a song that the Manchester fans sung to Rebel Rebel about his dad.
Neville Neville.
Yeah.
We were talking football songs earlier, weren't we? And how good they are. Well, do they not do them anymore?
Football songs, they do, but I don't think they're quite as good
as they used to do them all the time for the FA Cup, didn't they?
Oh, no, they don't do singles, but I don't think singles is... Although, actually, this winter, see what I did there?
Oh, well done.
Lad Baby isn't releasing a Christmas single.
Who?
The last 6 years, Christmas number one has been Lad Baby.
Lad Baby?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a YouTube's thing. It's a guy who... You are looking at me completely perplexed, like I've just...
I don't know what Lad Baby is. I haven't paid attention to the charts for the last 6 years, clearly.
Oh, clearly.
Ever since Steve Brookstein was number one, I thought, you're not topping that. So I stopped listening.
I don't think I'm going to be able to explain him, because I don't really get him either, but they're like... It's like
What are his songs?
Well, they're about...
Are they about babies?
They're about sausage rolls. It's
sausage
always,
rolls?
Well, it's like...
All 6 years about sausage rolls?
Pretty much.
Have the last 6 years, Christmas number one, been about sausage rolls?
Kathy,
it's not even festive.
Hang on.
Could at least be about a turkey or a Christmas pudding.
Right.
Sausage rolls?
Right. Food Aid... We built the city on sausage rolls. Don't stop me eating.
I think I've heard we built this city on sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls for
They are
everyone.
All about sausage rolls.
How many Christmas number ones?
Why do people like these songs so much?
Lad Baby, Mark and Roxanne Hoyle have had 5 Christmas number ones. We built this city on sausage rolls. I love sausage rolls. Don't stop me eating. Sausage rolls for everyone. But he's pulled out of the official Christmas number one race.
Gone vegetarian, has he?
It's up for grabs, Kathy. Now, I mention this to you because there is still
Who's it
time.
Between?
I think there's
Girls
still time.
Allowed.
There's still time for us to get a song out.
Is there? We don't want to compete with the girls. I bet Girls Allowed to be Christmas number one now they're back together.
But they're not releasing new material.
Well, they'll get an old one out.
Yeah, but we want to have a nice new song for Christmas number one.
Well, what's our song going to be? And not about sausage rolls.
Fisting.
Merry Fistmas.
Merry Fistmas.
Okay.
Merry Fistmas, everyone.
On that note, listener, if you wish to sound off in the comments below about what has been, and I say this every time, the filthiest claptrap ever.
Chaotic.
And most chaotic. We're on Instagram at Claptrap Podcast. We are on X, but it's Tumbleweeds over there. We're also on Facebook. Just search Claptrap Podcast and Shiv may or may not. Respond.
I'll do my best. I'll pop up a post.
She's Facebook, I'm Instagram.
That's our names.
So yeah. Well,
you could always email us as well if you...
Oh, claptrappod@gmail.com.
If you're Ali Campbell or a relative thereof and want to...
Allegedly
sue us, then...
Perhaps it was just talcum powder.
It was probably talc.
Yes.
And if you've already written Merry Fistmas, everyone, apologies again. Yeah, just apology. I just want to say sorry, really, Kathy. Glubbity clap clap clappy clappy chop. Glubbity clap clap clappy clappy chop. Glubbity clap clap clappy clappy chop. Clap chop clap chop.